Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Freaky Friday. And on Fridays, I am Juicy Lucy.
Morning to you, Juicy Lucy. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. And on Fridays, I am making wiki the knees until your toes curl.
Until your toes curl, okay? Make you weak at the knees until your toes curl. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, and happy Freaky Friday, everyone, on this, well, it's a chilly 46 degrees morning here in Cali. So on Fridays, I am known as Dominatrix Z. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you, Dominatrix Z. Sexy Angel is out the building this morning, hopefully living her best life, and she'll be coming back to report something freaky, strange, or weird from Georgia. All right, y'all, we're going to get into our New Music Friday, our segment, our music segment, our three play is our new music. So any new music you would like me to play, of course, let me know. The number to call in, of course, is 515-605-9376. You hit the number one, or you could join us in the chat room at thejkeynetwork.com. I am going to start this morning off with Tim's Free, what is it, Free Mind, Free Mind. This is like, I think she's Nigerian, I want to say, but I love her music. But let me get into Free Mind, is what it's called.
Cannot fight. inside me, a love that you cannot miss. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot pay. This is the peace that you cannot buy, finding a way where you cannot see. Man with this sister, if he cannot pray, I need to find relief. Far behind, my mind it runs. Only thoughts of agony.
Anyway, Tim's Free Mind, what do you think, Dominatrix D?
I'm so sorry. I totally missed your question.
I said, what did you think about that song, Free Mind, by Tim's?
Oh, I like it. I've never heard of this artist, but I've been hearing a buzz about this person.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like they're supposed to be hot. Now, how do you spell the name?
T as in Tom, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, S as in Sam. Tim's. Yeah, she's. Yes.
Okay.
I think she's like. Yeah, they. A lot of TikTokers use her music too. A lot
yeah.
of this. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say I'm feeling it. I've never heard a voice like that, so it's going to take a little time to wear on me, but it was a
mm-hmm.
cool song, so I'll just leave it there.
Okay. Make You Weak at the Knees, what are your thoughts on that song?
She reminds me, her voice reminds me of Nicole Buss, who is from, I think, the Netherlands.
Yes.
And her voice reminds me of her, you know, and I'm like, you know, it's husky and deep.
Mm-hmm.
Style's different, but it reminds me of her. And I like Nicole Buss's voice, you know, and she was on her rise up until, I think she performed for something for Essence, but she got to jumping around and bouncing on stage and was like out of breath. And she could barely sing. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. It's hard to dance and sing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she learned a lesson, but like I said, she's a good artist. I like difference, and I got to check her out, the rest of it out. I didn't like the beginning, you know, but the intro, but the, you know, I like it. I like her voice.
Yeah, Tim's is different. She's different. She's hitting different, as the kid says. Juicy Lucy, any thoughts? What are your thoughts on Tim's Free Mind?
I've been hearing this played a lot on the station my grandson listens to, and I like it. It's not my favorite, but I like it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new music today is, you know, we so used to amazing music, because we're going to get into some Joe Levy Lucky Witherspoon new song, so we're definitely going to play them, right? Matter of fact, let's get into some Joe Levy right now. Joe Levy is a bad Mickey Ficky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Joe Levy, the new song that he has on iTunes called Love Me to My Soul. I know he has another one out too, but this one is bomb too. I love it. Let's get into it. Definitely a hit for me. Hit me with that. I love it. Joe Levy is, I've always loved all his music, from I Heart You to this song. He does have another one with Steve Wonderman, so we'll play that one too. But what are your thoughts on that Dominic Chick Z, Hit Me With That or Miss Me With That.
Hit Me. Yes. That's beautiful. And just like what you said, you love all his music. I do too. And I have to say that I have not checked out very much of his catalog, but everything I hear from him is a solid song, his singing style, everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Now, are you going to be in town or are you going to be in Texas on December the, I think it's the 11th. It's a Sunday.
It is December
11th. I might still be in Texas. I'm actually going to head that way early for the holidays.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, that's yeah. Okay, cool.
I'll be visiting my daughter, my mother, my cousins. Or, yeah, I don't think I'll be in town to answer your question.
Okay. All right. Juicy Lucy, your thoughts? Hit Me or Miss Me with that?
Absolutely Hit Me With That. Yeah, I love it. I've been playing it, actually, for people. I played it
for
my niece because I'm bringing her with me next month.
Okay.
And I haven't told Joe, so unless he listens in, he won't know that I'm going to be there till he sees me.
Yeah. Now, did you buy VIP or regular? 55 or
60. That's the only thing I haven't bought. I didn't do that. I was waiting for payday, which just came. So, yeah. Got to do that. I do plan on getting the VIP, though, because they're very reasonably priced, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're only $65 for VIP, $55 for regular. What I want to tell you, though, when you do buy them, because I know I have like four people coming with me, so there, I think it's like three or four to a table. So we want to make sure our tables are kind of next to each other. We could tell. Yeah, so you just tell the guy when you buy your tickets that you want to have your table near Stephanie Beard's table.
Okay.
You want to sit. I know we're buying VIP, so. Make You Weak at the Knees. Your thoughts on Hit Me With That or Miss Me With That?
Definitely Hit Me With It. The moment you said Joe Levy, I was like, I know him, I love it. Because he's got that voice that's so soothing, and it just reminds me like a marshmallow floating on the water, you know, and like on a little wave, and I'm like, you go. And just leaves you wanting for more. Go on, Joe.
Yeah.
With your bad self.
Yeah, Joe. Now, he has two other women performing with them. I wish it was just his night, but they have other people performing. All right, let's get into his second song here, Let It Go, featuring Steve Wonderman. I know he posted something that I just saw it on his page. That's why I said, oh, he got another song. It is number one on the top, or it's not number one, but it hit the Billboard or whatever that let's get into it. It's called Let It Go, featuring Steve Wonderman.
Thank you. my faith mountain moves. Without your love, what does that prove? All the clever words of truth don't mean a thing if I ain't got you. I need you here, hope you see the dream that you be here with me. Hope to find I need to know. Show me the way to let my trouble go. Let it wash away.
Let it go.
Let it wash away.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it wash away. Now's the time to make things right. Don't give up. Keep up the fight. You'll be safe all through the night. You wake up to the morning light. Turn around and you will see what it feels like to be free, 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 free. Let it wash away from you.
He hit the top 100. He should have said way up on this top 100. He hit number 80. I would think it would be higher than that, but I'm sure it's going to move up. But that's definitely a hit for me. I love music like that. I love music when you can hear the instruments. I just love it. And Joe, that's a hit for me. Dominatrix Z. Hit or miss?
That's definitely a hit. I love it. Especially, is it the flugelhorn that he's playing? Or
either the
whatever
flugelhorn
that is.
Or the French horn. I wish it was the French horn. I don't think it's the French horn. I really think it's the flugel. He probably have that, you know how you have the horn, and then he has the muter, the thing that they put in the horn to make it sound like that. So
right.
I don't know what that's.
It's very jazzy. Yeah, I like that. And, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to spend some time on YouTube this weekend and check out more of his music. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
He's bad. Also, too, Juicy Lucy, he's having a concert I just saw on his Facebook page, December the 17th, out in Sacramento at Rock Cruise, a restaurant out there. I remember going there before.
Wow.
Yeah, he's having a Christmas concert there. So,
what
are your thoughts, Lucy, on Let It Go?
Oh, I love the smooth jazz vibes. I love that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
And of course, Juice, Make You Weak at the Knees.
I was over here curling my toes, and it was just because of the music. Like I said, go on, Joe, with your bad self.
Joe is a bad boy. You know, Sacramento got some good musicians, trust and believe. They do have that out there. So I do give props to the musicians out there. So what do they call it? I was looking. It's called a mute plunger. A mute plunger.
Oh,
that's what they call it. A mute.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say it looks like a toilet plunger without the stick.
Exactly. Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Yeah. So that's definitely,
I love that one.
Hit me all day with that, Joe Lee B. Hit me all day with it. All right, let's get to, let me see. I have some more new music.
I have some family members who are calling in. Oh, My phone's dying. I'm sorry.
I could call you.
Call me. Call me.
Okay, I'll call you. I wasn't looking at the studio, my bad. Let's see. Here we go. Let me log back into the studio. I didn't got all up in the music. All right, so let me get back in the studio, and I'll call you while I'm... timed out on me. All right, there you go. Yeah, I see people in there. Welcome to Queens in the Morning, y'all. Let me call Zuila or Dominatrix Z back. Let's see, in the midst of that, let me place something. Where did it go? What's it now? Okay, I was going to... All right, hold on. Let me see. Ashante got a new song out, so let me play that one. 449-8-0-8. Okay, y'all. Let me call Zoila and get her back in here.
Please leave your message for 8174.
Okay, I didn't want nobody to hear his phone number. All right, let me try. Okay, I'll call her back in a minute. Let me get Ashante's new song up. I think it just dropped, too, now that I think about it. Let me see. Her new music, where is it? It is not that one. Damn. Okay, well, I don't know which it is. I'll get into... Lucky Witherspoon. He is also from Sacramento, and I love his music too. He has a new single out called Comfortable, so I'm going to get into that. Comfortable. Let me call what's the name at the same time.
Please leave your message for 8174498.
Comfortable.
The Sacramento Comfortable, Hit Me With That or Miss Me With That. I say Hit Me With That. I actually love all three of his singles. I'm waiting for him to drop his album, but all three of his singles, I like all of them. What are your thoughts, Dominatrix Z, on Lucky Witherspoon, Comfortable?
I love that. Another artist I'm not familiar with, but he's from Sacramento, you said?
Yeah, he's from Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I might be connected maybe on Facebook, but I don't remember him. But I love the song. I'll be checking out
dope.
His music this weekend, too, no doubt. I
yeah.
love it.
He's pretty dope.
That's a hit.
Okay. Juicy Lucy, Hit Me With That or Miss Me With It?
Definitely Hit Me With That.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready for school, so
okay. And Make You Weak at the Knees, Hit Me With That or Miss Me With That?
Oh, definitely hit. He has a unique voice and is so soothing. And the very first time I heard him, I was like, who is that? Jay had played him, and I said, who is that? Because there's certain voices that don't sound like everybody else's. And those are the ones that grab my attention. Like his, Joe Levy's, certain voices can make you just, ooh, wee. And that's one
yeah.
of them. It's just smooth, it's jazzy like.
Very. I was like, wow, where he been hiding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're about to get into Dominatrix Z, Family Music, 90 Miles Per Hour song. Foxy, you want to tell us about it, Dominatrix Z?
Yes, I will. And thank you for calling in, Cousin Dee Dee, Cousin Pete, Cousin Daphne, and the rest of my family all over. Foxy is his stage name. His real name is Mondell Watkins. And he was 25 years old. He passed away in September of 2020, so he's been gone for 2 years. Hello, Daphne Watkins. This is his mother calling in right now to listen also. And I just wanted to dedicate this song to all my family. All of his music catalog is amazing. And Foxy, that's spelled F-X-X-X-X-Y.
Got it.
So, yeah. Foxy, so yeah, if you want to listen to anything else by him, he's got amazing music. So rest in peace, Foxy.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Don't you come out, baby. Suspects. Witnesses say they saw a car speed by nearly.
Premier. His album is called Do You Trust Me? I just download his whole album. I'm hit. I like it. I do. It's a hit with me. He does fit in with his age group. The music that is out for today is definitely for his age group, the Generation Z. It's not vulgar or anything like that, and I'm digging it. You know, kind of like the Migos type. His music is not like the Migos, but I'm looking at his titles here, and like you said, he was with Lil Durk. And he was out there, and with Gunna, so he was definitely
with
out
Gunna.
There.
Yeah, and
Lil Durk
and Future. Yeah, he's on Future's and, record label, Free Band.
Okay,
group.
Say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how did he pass away?
Yes, he passed when he was undergoing a medical procedure.
Okay.
So he was in the hospital. It was routine, but yeah. So, yeah, so he's with us. Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I know sometimes you can't hear. We both can't hear over it sometimes. Blog Talk does that. But I said just condolences to your family. I appreciate them calling in. You know, rest in power to this young man. Go ahead, Dwayne. I'm sorry. Just.
Yeah,
go ahead and finish
it. Anybody else have any thoughts about the music?
Lucy?
Yeah.
Hit
oh.
Or Make You Weak at the Knees, hit or miss?
It's a hit. You know, rest in peace to your family members there. And
thank
the
you.
Young man was on his rise. And it kind of reminds me of that young guy what was his name?
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he reminds me of him, and I'm like, man, we're losing these young men. You know, this was a medical procedure, but the ones that are on the rise, you know, and he could have been doing great things, but his music will live on forever.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Foxy forever.
Yep. Juicy Lucy, hit or miss?
No, that's definitely a hit. And I concur with everything that was already said by everybody else. Rest in power. Foxy, gone too soon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gone too soon. All right. Well, that concludes our hit. Now we got a new segment. I always be thinking of something that stuff is happening. New Music Fridays, hit me or miss me with that. That's what we're going to start doing here, New Music Friday, hit me or miss me. But, yeah, that we are going to go ahead and conclude our three-play, hit me or miss me with that. All right, child, we're going to get it. It is Freaky Friday. What's your Freaky Friday name? On the, of course, I'm Choosy Lover. We got Dominatrix Z in the building. Make You Weak at the Knees. And what I always mess up the last part of it. Let us know, Make You Weak at the Knees, your last name.
And
give me your last
until
name.
Until your toes, girl. Until your toes.
Until your toes, girl. Okay. And, of course, Juicy Boots.
She's a bad girl,
okay.
And I am Juicy.
Juicy Lucy. Yeah, so, you know, don't be afraid to call in. Hit that number one, y'all. Let us know what your Freaky Friday name is. Or who's the freak of the week? I see Candy Nuts is not in the building this morning. Hopefully he's okay. Candy Nuts, yeah. So anything you guys want to talk about, report, anything weird, strange, freaky happened to you from the last time we was here on Friday? Juicy Lucy?
Is she there? Is she hit
that? I don't know.
Or maybe she's on mute. She's probably talking on mute.
Or either walked away.
You
okay, we'll
my
move
numbers.
On.
You know I'm famous.
She probably walked away. She was just on the phone. I'll start it off. I was watching this movie. I don't know, was it on Hulu? I was watching two movies or two series. Let me say that. And I believe it's on Hulu. It's called The Patient. I don't know if you guys watched that. It's called The Patient. Oh, my gosh. With Steve Carell. Great series. Great movie. Good movie. I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to give a spoiler alert, but it is a good movie. It does mess with your mind. I'd say it's pretty deep on that level. And then I watched, I don't know, I think I fell asleep, and then I woke up and there was this new series on. I think it's called the Black Mirror. The Black Mirror. And it was weird. It was very strange, very weird, but it's a trip because it was more like the metaverse, but not actually in the metaverse. It was in between the internet being produced, you know, introduced, and then in between, and then moving towards the metaverse. So anyway, it was these two best friends, and they're black. And they would put, there was this little ball, little metal ball, and they would have, you know, they would be playing the game on their television with the remote. Like the gamer remote. And once they noticed that they were each online and they wanted to play the game together, you know, like Street Fighter or something like that. Street Fighter is how the game was. The game they were playing was like Street Fighter. So then they would be those characters, right? So one of the guys would be the girl. She was like Chung Li. And then the other guy would be a guy, he was an Asian, you know, it was karate. So when they got into the game, they started having sex with each other. Not fighting, but having sex with each other. And it tripped them out because usually when they jump in the game, they're fighting. Now they're having sex. Now, mind you, they have this little metal ball on their head. And when they put it on their temple, they black out. So they don't know. They're blacked out. They're actually in the video or in the game. And so they're having sex. And it tripped them out. Like, the only way to get out of it was that exit game. So they would, when it happened, they was like, oh, my God, it, like, startled them. So they said exit game and came out the game. And the first time they did it, they just kissed. Then, so they tripped off of it, and they talked about it, and they was like, oh, what happened? Nah, that was a trip. So then they start going every night. Now, one of them is married. And prior to them being married, they took them back in the day. They were all roommates back in the day, him and his wife and him. They were all roommates back then when they were in college. Then they end up marrying him and the female. They had a baby. But anyway, they kept jumping back in the game to find, you know, continue to having, now they went as far as having actual sex. And
wow.
One, the roommate who wasn't married was enjoying it. He was, the other one was disturbed, the one that was married. He was disturbed, so he said, we can't do this no more. And so, yeah, they stopped doing it for 7 months. And so the wife was wondering why he hadn't had his friend over. And they were all friends. So she invited him over to dinner. He come to dinner and, you know, do this, you know, now it's triggering him again to get back into the game. So that at dinner, when she walked away from the table, the other one said, 12 o'clock midnight, let's meet online. And so he did. He went in his office, put a chair under the door so his wife couldn't walk in. And like, this shit was so weird. And these are that you know. These are, I'm trying to think of the names he played in one of my favorite movies. But anyway, The Banker. He played in The Banker. You know?
Oh.
Have you guys watched The Banker?
The Banker is really good.
Yeah, so the lead actor in that was in this movie. He was the one who was married. And I can't think of the other actor's name. You know him, too. But anyway, so they end up meeting back together online. Then, you know, had sex or whatever in the video. And then he called. He said, let's meet out. So they went out to meet each other. And it's like, kiss. Let's kiss to see if there's really something. Let's kiss to see if there really is something. And it's just not, the internet, the game. So they kiss, and he didn't like it. Neither one of them had no feeling, no nothing, like, ugh, you know, whatever, and pushed each other away. But the other, his friend was like, yeah, but when we get in the game, it's different. You're the only one I have feelings like that in the game, because apparently he's done it with other people in the game. And so they started fighting, and then the police came or whatever, and wife found out that, you know, why was y'all fighting? Why? And they never told. And then after that, it just, I remember that it ended where they just continued to still be friends but go back in the game. They still would continue to have sex in the game. They never stopped doing it. They decided, it's a series. I believe it's a series called Black, because I woke up to it. I woke up to it, so I'm gonna look it up right now. But I think it was on Hulu, and it's called Black. I remember it being called Black Mirror.
I can see you now waking up to it and saying, "What the? Oh, okay."
Yes, I did, because the reason why I woke up to it and then I see the two guys, I'm like, "Okay, let me stay up and watch this because it's late." Like, I didn't woke up. It's probably like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I wake up to it, and I'm looking. I said, oh, I like him. He's a good actor. Yeah, so it's a series because here it is. Yep. They have different stories. It's on Netflix. So it's a series of standalone dramas, sharp, suspenseful, that explore techno-paranoia. Black Mirror is a contemporary reworking of The Twilight Zone with stories that tap into the collective unease about the modern world, particularly regarding both intended and unintended consequences of new technologies and the effect they have on society and individuals. Each story features its own cast of unique characters, including stars like Bryce Dallas Howard, The Help, Alice Eve, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Tom Cullen, and Jerome Flynn from Game of Thrones, Joe Wright, Dan Trachtenberg, and James Watkins are all among the featured directors. Wow. So, yeah, that's not the only one they have. So I'm going to go back and start watching these other ones. But, yeah, it just was so freaking weird. Like, I can't get it out of my mind. It just messed with me too much. I'm like, ew. Like, they just continue afterwards.
Okay.
And I know it's their real bodies, but they were feeling it. They were feeling it. Like it was just weird. It was just weird.
Yeah.
He would ask them, how does it feel as a woman? Because he was being a woman in the game. And he loved it. He was like, I love it.
Oh, wow.
And he did.
That's freaky.
Oh, my God. So he was making his toes curl for real. Y'all, I don't know, y'all. This world is crazy. Anyway, that was freaky. That was strange to me, and that's what happened to me from last Friday, watching that Black Mirror series. And so I had to tell you guys. I said I could talk about that on Freaky Friday because that shit messed with me. It stayed on my mind for a while. So I was like, ugh. All right, y'all. Let me die. Once you guys watch it, y'all going to feel the same way. If you watch it, you're going to feel the same way because it's just so weird. Because that's where it's going in the metaverse. I have the Oculus. In the Oculus, when I go in, and I haven't been in the Oculus for a while, but when you go in the Oculus, you are, like, right there with people. You are.
Wow.
It's, like, real. Seriously. Mm-hmm. It's, like, you are standing right next to me. If you're in Oculus, we can meet up together. So
that is my niece has that. Yeah, my niece has it. And my great niece was FaceTiming, and I said, what the hell is your mother doing? Because she's dancing and she's doing this. She was at some club in the Oculus.
She said, she's in the Oculus.
And I said, well, what the hell? Why is she moving like that? What is she? And so I said, Auntie, you got to get this. I said, oh, hell no, not if you're doing that.
And I mean, you could choose what you want to do. You could choose where you want to be at an Oculus. So I've been to Dubai. I've been to different places. And you're right next to people, you know, real people. And I've done the roller coasters, which is scary.
Shit, I ain't going to be on one of them. I'm 18 years old. On the zipper and the door flew open. I ain't been on one since.
That sounds fun, Stefan.
It's really a lot of fun. You could do workouts in there. Like, I do a lot.
Yeah.
I do workouts. Do boxing. You know, I love the baseball, the softball. You could do baseball. I mean, you could do football. You could do everything in there. And you're the person, and you feel it. Like, you feel it in your body, like you're actually playing these, you know, games or on, especially the roller coaster.
Wait,
so,
I have a question.
Does
that mean that I can beat Jay King's ass again and Reese's ass again?
Yes, you can.
I'm getting an Oculus.
Any one of us in the Oculus and play them if they were
on the tennis court. Yes. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I almost got one of those until my niece said, you know, you have to do it through your Facebook. And I said, that's it. Nope.
Yeah.
I, you know, I wish they had a separate platform. But
well, you just sign up. You have to register an account with them because it is metaverse. It's, but you don't have to. You don't have to deal with Facebook, in other words. It's just something that you registered through them. But other than that, and then, of course, you find other people that's on there. If you're still on Facebook, you would find, like, I found there's a lot of people I know that's on there. And now we're friends. Like, we could say, hey, let's play this game together. Only one I have done it with is Renana, Karen's sister, because she has it. She's the one who turned. She's like, you better get an Oculus. I was already going to get one, but she convinced me. She's like, you need to get one. And,
How much does something like that cost? I'm wondering.
It's only $300. It's only $300.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds worth it, though.
Yeah,
that'll last you for years. I mean, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But it's not for kids. It's not for kids. They do get addicted. Like, they have kid games in there. Like, when my G-baby came over, she loved it. And she wanted me to get her one, but I won't. I told her, you're not ready for this yet. You know, because for them, they will get addicted.
It
would be all about.
That would be a real addiction.
Yeah. She was like, she came over, I'll do this if you let me. No. I shouldn't even gave her a taste of it. But, and it was an easy, you know, it was like, what do they call that game? Orbit? Was it called Orbit? That we had back in the day? Was it called Orbits? Or I could never play that game well. During the arcade game, during the arcade decades, I think it was called Orbits or something like that. Let me see. But it was a game that she played like that, and she loved it. Like, but the Oculus is a good. If you'll be able to go see concerts in there. It's just really an amazing feature. So, it's for adults. I would not give it to a child. And it's safe. Like, I saw something recently on Facebook. Because they said it helps you face your fears. And so someone on Facebook had a reel. And the man had on the Oculus, and he was scared of height. and he was facing his fears. He was on one of the games or one of the applications that he was up high somewhere on a building, and he was scared. He was holding on to the ground like he's on the floor, and then the wife came and kicked him and pushed him over, and he went crazy because now you're falling in the Oculus. You're actually falling unless you take it off or in the application. So, yeah.
Well, I know I ain't going to be facing no bugs in there because I've been and tore everything up in the house.
Oh, see. You couldn't do the mummy ride. If you're weak at the knees, you couldn't do the mummy ride. And the reason why I say that out here at Universal Studios, the mummy ride, you sit down. It's like you sit in a theater, and you're sitting, but at one point, you do feel like bugs are crawling all up on you.
Oh, hell. Because
they're showing you on the, yeah, it is so cool. Because you would freak out, but you would feel
You know what? I'd be on CNN. They'd be like, woman destroys the whole game system. I lose my total mind.
Imagine. So you wouldn't make it on that ride. That's one of the best rides. And Dominatrix Z, you have not been to Universal Studios yet?
No, I have not taken the time to go to Universal Studios yet.
Okay.
And I've been all over Hollywood, and I haven't been yet. So I do need to go.
When you get back, let's make a point of going. I'll see if Sexy Angel, too. We could all plan to go when you get back from the holidays. Let's plan to go. One of the best places to go in Southern California, to me, better than Disneyland, better than Magic Mountain, better than Knott's Berry Farm, the best place to be. The rides are good. You know, they're not like roller coaster rides, but like the Simpsons. The Simpsons ride is one of the best rides. Now, that is like a roller coaster, but it's worth it. It's not really scary. But because I'm not like that. I can't do those scary rides anymore. I can't do them. No.
Yeah.
So I do the baby rides in Oculus, and they still scary. So. So, hey, Dominatrix Z, anything you want to digress on or something strange, weird, or freak deek?
Well, I'm like Queen Rich Sister. I'm freakless in Cali. Nothing on those lines going on this week, but I mentioned to you earlier that my car broke down. And
Course. Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's in the shop. I mean, you know, whatever. I'll deal with it, but it's not going to stop me. You know, I still get around.
Yeah.
So that's about it. That's I don't have anything else going on this past week.
Okay. Make you weak at the knees? Did I ask you already?
Nope. I got something going. This happened yesterday.
Okay.
After I got off work, you know, I said, I'm going to stop by Sprouts and get me some vegetables. I want to do a stir fry. So I'm up in there, you know, and I'm tired. Everything hurts, you know, and I'm like, oh. So I'm in there, and I notice this guy, like, kind of staring. He's in a, like, I call it, it's not the wheelchair, you know, the little scooters at the store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, you know, I nod, and I go back to looking, you know, filling out my vegetables, filling them up. And the next thing I know, this little scooter thing is next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the man smiles. He's got about 6 teeth in his mouth. And he says, can you? And then he puts on this British, fake British accent. And he says, can you help me find some gamut? I said, some what? And he says, gamut. So I'm trying to be cool. You know, I'm like, what the hell is this man talking about? And he's trying to describe it. And I said, do you mean pomegranate? Yeah, gamut. I was like, I should get an Academy Award. I held it in with, you know, not laughing at him. then his friend scoots up on another one. He's in the other chair, a little scooter thing. And he said, well, see, you find that. Can you tell me what a cinnamon is? I said, the who? I said, cinnamon? No, cinnamon. So I said, you mean persimmon? A four-year persimmon? Yeah. Girl, and this old lady turns around. She looks at me, and she looks at them, and she looks at me. And she turns her head, you know, turns around, and you just see her shoulders shaking, you know, when you're laughing. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, well, I have to go now. There are employees here that will probably help you if you have something else to do. But when I turned around, tears fell out of my face, and I was laughing so hard. I tried to hold it in. She said, girl, you should get an Academy Award. She said, the hell is a sitting in a granite? I said, I don't know. I said, first of all, how is he going to eat the pomegranate? He has six teeth in his mouth that I can see.
Oh, my God.
And I tried.
Sure you wasn't being pranked.
Oh, my God. All I know is, I said, I hope they're not trying to flirt. And I'm like, look, first of all, I'm tired. It was cold outside. And, it, you know, and a lot of the times I'm outside, so it's really, really cold. I'm like, I'm going to try to get myself so I can come home. I finally got off early yesterday, and I said, I got the whole weekend off. Thank you. And I run into Ben and Jerry, to my Gannon and Simmons.
You should have got an Academy Award because I would have probably cracked up. I probably wouldn't even guess he was saying pomegranate. Now, did he point it out? To use
no, he looked at me like I was dumb, that I didn't know what he was saying. And then I said, what? I had to think about it for a minute. And I said, you mean pomegranate? I said, there's some right there, but damn, they're expensive. I was supposed to pay 25 cents for them things. I said, and then the other one with the cinnamon. I said, cinnamon? Cinnamon. Cinnamon. I said, then I thought about something. I'm in the produce department. And I said,
right.
Oh, persimmon. Do you mean the full you persimmon?
Oh, my God.
Did you say, this is what I left out. He said, did you say the F-U persimmon? I said, no, fuyu, F-U-Y-U, fuyu. You sure you not cursing me? I said, you know, it's time. I got to go. I said, I got to get out of here because, I was in Rancho Cordova, so coming, you know, I was coming from McClellan Field, and I'm like, 50 gets a lot of traffic. So somebody here will help you, but I got to go. I laughed all the way up to the tears were rolling. She said, are you okay? I said, you go have, I think called them Beavis and Butthead. I said, they're going to come up here on a scooter. Be ready to laugh. And I ran about it. I was like, oh, my God, no. Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Cinnamon and a granite. And go get mad.
I'm
going to
laugh.
I don't want to
tell you now. I probably not even ever out what he said, and when he said cinnamon or whatever, I would have said cinnamon. I would have said
that's
cinnamon.
What I said. Cinnamon? No, I said cinnamon. I said, yeah, that's what I said. Cinnamon.
Right.
No.
That is hilarious.
They're gonna run me over with the scooters. But the old lady who was cracking up laughing, she turned, and I was,
God.
I held it in, but tears start rolling on my face.
I would have been crying. Snot would have been rolling out the nose and everything. But like, boy. And then, especially when he would have opened up his mouth with the six teeth.
Good. Now, I know my eyes got big. Because, see, I cannot hide my expressions. I used to be able to do a good poker face.
Me.
But my face is expressive. So when he smiled, I know my eyes got big. I felt them get big because I was like, what the? I said, I know you ain't eating no corn.
Or no apples.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, but you have the nerve to ask for a pomegranate. What you going to do?
Oh, my God. That would have been
choking.
Scary. Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
Lord.
A fake, wait a minute. The fake British accent that the one tried to put on.
Crimea.
Yeah, what was that about?
So I was like, okay. You know, I did look around and see if there were some cameras, you know, because I was like, what the hell? And I said, you know, you're tired. You're exhausted. Your body hurts. Go home. You know, but I'm looking around. Where's the cameras? Where's the cameras?
Okay, because, you know, there'll be people thinking these days. Wow, great story. I love it. Love it. Made me laugh today. Now, this, you guys, was in the New York Post, and it was reported on October, let me see the date, October 25th. And this guy says he was rejected from his job because his penis is too big. He was rejected.
What kind of job did he have?
Right. He's obviously a stripper.
They say, okay, the story goes, and this is real New York Post, okay. I don't know. It is real because I did Google it on other ones, and it was on other credible sites. So it says they couldn't take on his extraordinary qualifications. A man with an impressive 9.5-inch penis has alleged he was rejected from a job because they thought he had an erection during his interview.
Okay.
Well,
and this was in Britain. This was in Britain. It's a British television network, Channel 4, featured the man Joe. I have the video, you guys. I wish I was on Facebook. I'm gonna post it on our page on their show, aptly titled "My Massive COCK, Which Flows Well Endowed Men." While some on the series admit they don't mind their large appendages, others are seeking reduction surgeries following struggles to fit in among peers and strangers. Joe, who chose to withhold his surname, is among those who said that their large penis has gotten in the way of leading a normal life and even derailing his career. The scaling is off, quite off. It's thicker than my forearm. It's about
six. Oh, shit. So.
Oh, my God, they're showing pictures. I didn't go through the article. I just saw the title and said this is going to be perfect for Freaky Friday. Oh, my God, I don't know if this is real, y'all. I mean, these things, well, some of them look real, but some of these pictures, I don't know. Look like he got a cup right there, but I don't know. Joe said his large member requires, well, he wears, okay, I see why it looks like this, because he said it requires he wear a special underwear with a pouch, so that's why it looks like that in there. So it is real, to fit everything in and prevent his penis from falling out. However, Joe recalled that his bespoke briefs did him no favors during his embarrassing job interview. The response I got was, you're not going to get the job. We thought you were a good candidate, but we thought there was inappropriate behavior happening, he said on the program. They thought I had an erection throughout the whole interview, and they were very much like, your attire wasn't right.
Okay.
I think even if he wore baggy pants, y'all, it would still show up with these drawers that he's wearing with him. The drawers don't make it better. The synopsis or the show reads, an extra-large penis is an object of desire for many, but for some men, extra-large seriously complicates their lives and relationships, and penis reduction surgery seems the only answer. Wow. I am going to put this on our page. I'm going to send it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That brother needs to consider a work-from-home job. That's all I'm saying. He can still
okay.
Tire.
Exactly.
Okay. Or he can use it in at a factory and call it the thumper, just lift it up and drop it down. Thump. Thump.
Oh, my God. He definitely should be working at a remote job. Yeah, that is very true, Dominic Jersey.
Exactly.
That is his only answer at this point, because I see why people would think that. If you were interviewing him, you would think the same thing, you guys. I'm gonna send it in our thread as well as post it on our Facebook page, Queens in the Morning Facebook page. But wow.
Oh my goodness. Wait, can you imagine running into a man like that? You really like him, and then you know, he's able to hide it. Then all of a sudden you're able to get intimate, and he dropped that out, and you got, oh hell.
Okay. Oh my God, it would freak you guys out. It would be it would definitely freak you out. I think it would freak us. If I was interviewing him, I'd be like, ew, what, excuse me. You can't keep your mind straight right now, and he ain't even, you know, excited. This is just him flaccid.
Man.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not okay. And in terms of, you know, now that the 9 and 10 year old are dropped off to school,
okay.
I can say, you know, if I was to attempt to be in an intimate relationship with a guy like him, I hope his oral game is up to snuff, because that ain't you ain't messing me up for life.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't even entertain it. No, me ain't even entertain, not even the tip. So I'm
going to
think they don't actual picture of the penis. They just show it inside of his pants and his drawers. So, I mean, you can imagine. I'm going to send it in our thread right now. It's just, oh, okay. I can entertain.
I promptly got my clothes. I think so. I mean, very nice guy.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even realize there was such a thing as penis reduction surgery. But
me either.
I mean, that just sounds so weird to say that, because you always hear about guys wanting to be in, you know, those enlargement pills or whatever, and you know, they always talk about enlargement. But it just seems amazing that there's some people on the completely opposite side of the spectrum that are burdened with having too large penis.
Yeah.
Well, they can keep them gigantic sausages away from me. Are they too big? I'm curious. I don't care how old I am. I like my age. I like my insides to work.
Well, he says that he's 9.5 inches. So,
shit.
7 inches is average, right? Or
it's average. Yeah, that's average. So, I don't like my. No, I don't want my uterus in the back. In my back.
Yeah, that ain't cool. I know it's a problem. Well, some women out there love it, so they love that stuff, and they can handle it. I'm not one that can. I know I can. I'm not afraid to say it. Cannot, don't want to, and will not.
I just got your text, Stephanie, and I'm afraid to open it. So, no, thank you.
Not showing the actual penis. You don't have to worry about that, but it is showing it in his pants. If you keep scrolling up, you'll see it in his pants where it's like huge, and he's flaccid, so he's not even excited. So I could just imagine when he's excited. So he's at flaccid, he's 9.5. So just imagine what he is when he's excited. Yeah.
That's my God.
You need to work from home for real.
For those of us who have given birth,
it would be like if the baby was going back in to try to have sex with him. It would be like if the baby was trying to come back.
Because, you know, you're right, Delia, because we can stretch, you know, having a baby and all. And when you have a baby, of course, you don't ever want your husband or a baby's father to be there to watch the baby come out, because it's going to freak him out. When I was having my kids,
Them freaky ass men. Is that big? Let me see what I can do. Come here, baby. Let's try.
No,
you let me try you on you first. Bend over.
Mm. It depends on who they are down there. If they're well endowed, if they think they can work. Because when I had my kids, I told my kids' father, "No, you stay right up here up front with me." Sure did. I did not allow.
Okay.
Not allowed to go back there to see it come out. because it freaks them out. Like, no.
Well, you got to keep in mind, it takes 6 weeks to recover after you after your body has gone through all of that. It takes 6 weeks to recover.
Well, I wasn't doing nothing after, I mean, for a while after, you know, of course.
Exactly.
After I had the baby. I didn't want to, shit. I'm still, like, you know,
exactly.
Stitches and shit. You guys, I had stitches. Like, with Kayo, I had stitches. Even with Kaylin, I think she split me a little, too. So, but, yeah, my babies were small. They were, like, 6 pounds, and, you know, they weren't big babies. So, yeah, but I was not, yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Tony and Shante was, Tony was kind of average. He was, you know, a little over 6 and a half, and Shante was closer to 8 pounds. But,
wow.
Yeah, but little Miss Juicy Lucy down there was traumatized both times, and if anybody would have tried to make me do anything sooner than 6 weeks, they would have got cussed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cussed out, probably physically abused.
Now, did you have Shante natural?
Like, get away from me. Huh?
Did you have Shante natural?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I actually have both of my children natural, and it's a funny thing about that. My mother did not believe I had my children natural because I wasn't screaming or anything. But
what?
Tony was 6'10", Shante was 7'11", and Tony always teased Shante about having a big head, you know, which is funny because, you know, usually they say big head boys. But Tony always used to talk about his sister having a big head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tony has an abnormal, my son Tony, you know, he's 42 now, he has an abnormally small head, you know. Like he could wear, like, kids' baseball hats or whatever almost, you know? He just doesn't have a big head. He wears those snapback, you know, baseball type.
Where
you put the, like, you know, all the way over.
I mean,
but we're talking about the head that everybody sees, to be clear. You know, after this penis conversation. I'm only talking about the head that everybody can see, and I'm not going to say anything else about anything else I know.
Well,
but,
I hope so.
But,
I mean,
but Tony's
the
head on top of his shoulders is smaller than average.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, you know
that
warped imagination. Y'all remember that movie Beetlejuice when they were sitting there and they had the man with the little head?
Yeah.
They were waiting to go... And I, when you said he has a really small head, that popped up. I was like, oh, no. I have a weird imagination.
Not like the cannibal who struck the heads.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Making weak at the knees, have you ever been present at the birth of a baby?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's probably why.
Okay, the first time I was present at the birth of a baby was Tony. And I did not realize when he was coming out that I was looking at the back of his head. And Tony was born with all his hair. You know, he was born with a full head of hair. And his hair, you know, it looked like, you know, little Asian people hair, black hair. Scared the crap out of me. It looked like I was giving birth to a black plum.
Okay, my first niece, firstborn niece, because my brother was en route from Germany, and they asked me to go and, you know, just to represent with the family. And so I'm there with my sister-in-law, and I think I was 20 years old. And I was like, oh, my God. I was traumatized because I had never really... You know, I had never experienced anything like that before. And then all her screaming and her nails in my hand. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, well, this is perfect birth control for me for a while.
Okay. So let me tell you, that pain stuck with me for a long time. That's why it took me a long time to have my second child. Well, Kyle and Kaylin are 12 years apart. And,
wow.
Yeah. So for me, I'm like, that pain, like you would like I would think about it, and it was pain. Even though I only had 2 hours of heart, you know, labor with my son, and with Kaylin, I did the epidural, and she just slid out. I didn't even know it at the time that she was out. But my son, when I had him, 2 hours of hard labor, yeah, it stuck with me that long. It was a long period that I was like, that pain, I've never been shot, but I compare it to that, being shot.
Well, funny thing, in 2020 or last year, Tony had kidney stones, and I told him that's the closest thing the man is going to know about what it feels like to give birth. And Tony said now, so he's proud of himself because now he knows what women go through when we give birth, because that kidney stones and gallstones feels like childbirth labor pains to me.
Well, I'm glad I'm at the age I'm at, y'all. We out of here, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Stay tuned for the Cackling Kings. They will cackle.
Yep. Yes,
have
will.
A good weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody.